At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour, time for a look at the latest on the local scene for this Thursday. Passover begins today, the ninth day of April for 2020. Well, topping our news, Amador County's two education superintendents appear to be in open conflict over the fate of special education in the county. Superintendent of the County Office of Education, Steve Russell, has raised objections to the transfer of most special education programs from the county office to the Amador Unified School District and says he will withhold his approval of the change. Superintendent of the Amador County Unified School District, Amy Slavinsky, in remarks at the end of Wednesday afternoon school board meeting, said she disagreed with Russell's objections and questioned his authority to block the transfer of the special education programs. School Board President Susan Ross also read a statement at the end of the meeting saying that the new program for special education had been approved by the board and would go forward. Both superintendents report to the five-member school board, but while Slavinsky is appointed by the board, Russell was independently elected countywide. While the board did not meet as the County Office of Education last night, Russell did post some comments to Facebook on the issue, saying in part, quote, "I was shocked she," referring to Slavinsky, "referenced a code she didn't understand. Perhaps she should have called the California Department of Education herself before she and Susan," referring to Susan Ross, "made an ass of themselves." Russell went on to say, if he withholds his approval of the new special education structure, the school district could appeal his decision to the state superintendent of education. The transfer of special education for those with mild to moderate from county office to the school district has been the subject of a year-long process that included the formation of a specially appointed committee and multiple hearings before the school board. It is primarily intended as a cost-saving measure.
Well, in yesterday's Emergency Operations Center daily update, a health officer order was issued pertaining to long-term care facilities. This order includes mandatory symptom screening and masking for all LTC staff. LTC, long-term care. Now, California has partnered with Verily's Project Baseline to launch a community COVID-19 testing program to expand screening and testing for high-risk individuals in certain areas of the state. Currently, there are two sites within driving distance of Amador County, Sacramento, and Stockton. High-risk individuals can complete the online screening tool to see if they qualify for testing through the program. More information available at projectbaseline.com. Now, total lab confirmed cases in Amador remains at 3, hospitalized COVID-19 cases in the county at 2 to date, and no COVID-19 related deaths in Amador County. Current info on COVID-19 can be found online at amadorgov.org.
And here's a rider alert from Amador Transit. To encourage the current shelter-in-place order, Amador Transit is adopting a temporary micro-transit schedule effective April 13th. This will limit public interaction and still provide minimal necessary transport. Amador Transit will continue to serve Jackson, Sutter Creek, and the upcountry on a limited fixed-route schedule. All other routes are on an on-call basis. Now, if the current routes cannot get you to your essential destination, call 24 hours before your appointment, and they will do their best to accommodate you. Dial-A-Ride, Amador Rides, and LogistiCare services will remain fully operational. Once the shelter-in-place orders are lifted, standard routes will resume as scheduled. For more information or a temporary micro-route schedule, visit AmadorTransit.com.
Well, as conditions permit, during the spring months of 2020, the Amador El Dorado unit of CAL FIRE conducting prescribed burning operations at a number of locations in Amador County. Those locations include Amoruso Ranch Veg Management Project, located along Fiddletown Road and Quartz Mountain Road, southwest of the community of Fiddletown. Shake Fiddletown Veg Management Project along Fiddletown Road and Shake Ridge Road, the Doakes Veg Management Program along Salt Springs Road and Tiger Creek Road, the Pine Acres Veg Management Project along Taboo Road and Pine Grove, and Rancho Arroyo Seco Veg Management Project off Irish Hill Road in Ione. Persons in the area sensitive to smoke should contact CAL FIRE Forester Patrick McDaniel at 530-647-5288.
And the Calaveras County Fair is canceled for this year. The decision came Tuesday after a meeting with the county's public health department and the fair's board of directors. After weeks of discussion, the board agreed with public health officials to cancel not only the fair, but the Capitol, Junior, and Government Center frog jumps as well. According to the board of directors, the annual fair represents $5.2 million in spending activity and is a community lifeline for residents. Historically, the only other cancellation was back in 1933 due to the Great Depression. While these events are canceled, the fair feels it's important to provide an avenue for those raising market animals. The Junior Livestock Committee is working to plan a virtual livestock auction and other virtual competitions for their exhibitors. According to fair CEO Lori Giannini, they are planning for an activity in October, possibly the Hometown Hoedown.
Well, Californian undocumented workers could receive an economic stimulus package. On Tuesday, Governor Newsom said he's working with the legislature on financial breaks for those excluded from the Federal CARES Act. This month, for instance, the federal government dividing up about $30 billion to roughly 14 million California households. According to the state's Latino Legislative Caucus, nearly 2 million people in California suspected to be living illegally. The same caucus has asked Governor Newsom to create a disaster relief fund until the undocumented are able to return to work. The plan draws concern from lawmakers about the state's economic vulnerability induced from the COVID-19 pandemic. To add, in the past 4 weeks, nearly 2.3 million Californians have filed for unemployment. Well, Senator John Morlock from Costa Mesa stated, quote, "With this coronavirus-induced recession, I'm just trying to figure out where the money would come from. I would say helping the undocumented would be a luxury item," end quote. Now, according to Senator Holly Mitchell, a chairwoman of the Senate Budget Committee, quote, "The state is going to have to step in to support a segment of our community the federal government will ignore." Well, Governor Newsom adds that the month of May will include a broader stimulus package from the state.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.